read it, tell me what it says.
Person.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Shlomi Abenson. This is about the work that I do in the community, the volunteering, and the help that I give to the child that I work with.
Shlomi works with a 10-year-old boy I'll call David. So, Shlomi, tell me how you got involved in doing this volunteer work in the first place.
Well, I came back from America 2.5 years ago. I was in America for a few years, and my brother was involved a bit, and he mentioned it to me, and a few friends mentioned it to me, and I thought it's a great way to, you know, get to know more people and to help someone and give something to someone who doesn't really have... He's got friends, but, like, he doesn't have that care and that older, that big brother that he needs. So I got involved. I did it once. I tried it out. The first time I actually met this boy, I was in he's in the hospital. And it's just, you know, you warm to the child, you create a relationship with him and you get to know him and you become like really, really good friends, even though he's a young boy.
David's father, Joe, says Shlomi has practically become a member of their family.
Shlomi has been coming to see us for about 3 years now, and David is immensely fond of him. He always gets very excited whenever he comes to visit. He's always asking, when's the next time that Shlomi's going to be able to come and see us? And Shlomi, he's so great with him. He has just the right level of being his friend, but also making sure that he does the things he needs to do. I mean, he does act like a big brother to David. He basically acts as another member of the family who comes in and sits with him. He'll play games with him. He'll do whatever David wants to do. He'll take him out and take him to do things that perhaps my wife and I aren't able to do because we've got other requirements to look after. Spend a bit of time with him, indulge him a little bit, but also at the same time, you know, keep him on the straight and narrow.
Shlomi is volunteering for an organisation which helps young people in very difficult circumstances, many of whom have terminal illnesses. Shlomi likes to focus on the moment and on having fun together. But does he ever think about what it would be like if David's health were to worsen suddenly, or even if he were to die?
It's definitely something that does come across my mind because, you know, I'm creating a good relationship with him, and I know when you create a good relationship with anyone, there's a chance that, you know, it can end somehow. That's really, it's sad and it's scary.
Is it something you've talked about either with the family or with the child?
I've not spoken about it with the family or the child, but in the organisation that I volunteer for, there are, you know, it's a global organisation. There is, you know, in America, and I know, you know, the kids who have, you know, passed on from this organisation. I know from the volunteers who volunteer for these kids, it's heartbreaking. It's, you're losing someone that you really like and you give so much to.
Several times over the years that we've been seeing Shlomi, David has been hospitalised for 10 days, 2 weeks. And Shlomi will come and visit him as soon as he hears.
David's father again.
And that's something that is valuable to all of us. You know, Shlomi's our friend too. You know, he'll come, he'll ask us how we are, he'll talk a little bit about what he's been up to and what are we up to, and that sort of thing as well, which obviously, you know, is great for us. You can be very isolated in this situation. You can be basically dealing just with the children and then dealing with medical people, and you don't really have anybody else to talk to about things sometimes.
For Shlomi, however, it's all about focusing on the positive, and that means having fun with David.
I think the favourite thing that we do, well, my favourite thing is, I think he's got his favourite thing, but my favourite thing that we do together is going bowling. He likes to win, you know, as any kid would like to win. So sometimes I let him do my goes, or sometimes when I'm not watching, he'll just run in and like do my go and like make it a foul ball. So like, you know, it's good times. It's a lot of fun. We have so much fun when we're out together. We just me and him just having a laugh, having a good time. We play on the arcades afterwards. Like, I'll give him like a few pounds and he'll go and, you know, play on the arcades and do the machines and win tickets and win prizes, and we choose the prizes. It's like really, really exciting. I find it exciting as much as he does.
Many volunteers get as much out of the experience as the people they're helping. And for Shlomi, it's no different.
It's a bit selfish in a way because I feel so good afterwards. I feel when I do it, the week is amazing. And unfortunately, if I miss it 1 week, I could feel that. You know, I didn't do my volunteering this week. You feel a bit left out. You feel something's missing because you're giving. It's like 2 hours are not for me. They're not for Shlomi. Those 2 hours are not my hours. They're hours for him, and they're hours I spent time, you know, looking after him. But at the end of those 2 hours, it's like I feel amazing. I feel on top of the world. I feel like I've done something really good for the community and really good for the world, and something amazing for this child.
Goodbye. Oh yeah.
Andrew Edwards, DW, Manchester.